Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the La Vie podcast.
Today, we have a very special guest, the person with the most LVC pride, President McLaren.
President McLaren, thank you so much for joining us today on the La Vie podcast.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we are going to first ask you some questions and then at the end ask you some rapid-fire fun fact questions.
Yeah, so to start off, President McLaren, for people that don't know you that are listening in, can you just give us a brief introduction on who you are and what brought you to LVC in the first place?
Sure. So as you can tell, I'm not from central Pennsylvania originally. I was born in London. Ended up coming to the US on a postdoc after graduate school. I spent 3 years in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And then got a job at Tulane University in New Orleans. And so I spent nearly all my time there in a variety of roles, from a faculty member to a dean, worked in the provost's office. And after about 28 years there, I was thinking about, I was looking to do something different. And what I liked about Tulane was I was really connected with students. I was dean of the undergraduate division. I spent a couple of years in Chicago as a provost, and then a search firm came to talk about Lebanon Valley College. And when I looked at the prospectus, I really liked the mix of academic programs and opportunities, and really the sense of connection between administration, faculty, and students. And so that's what really drew me to it. Now, I have to say I was a little concerned because when I interviewed, I got a copy of a history of the college, and there was a suspicious arson of the fire in the administrative building around Christmas time. And I thought, oh my gosh, what would I be getting into? But that was many years ago, and not like that now, I don't think, any stretch. So that was what really appealed to me. And I actually had, when I came to interview, I met with some students, and I just really enjoyed hearing what they cared about at the college. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a really good move. I think you've probably seen me in the dining hall from time to time.
Yes.
And I think schools like LVC can really make a difference in the lives of students, and I wanted to be part of something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then follow-up question, how long have you been at LVC?
I'm in my sixth year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had the fortune or misfortune, when you look at it, starting in the summer of 2020, so
yeah,
with all the pandemic. And so navigating through that with the team here. I'm very proud of the work that everybody did, faculty, administration, and students too, over that time.
Thanks. All right, moving along. President McLaren, walk us through a day in your life.
Well, often a lot of meetings. So every day is different, right? So I don't think there's been a semester here or a time here where there's not been some kind of crisis or challenge to work through. So you sort of think you're going to come in and you're going to think about, how can we continue to improve the college? What are the right academic programs, other opportunities for students? And then you deal with a crisis that you're trying to work through. So this semester was the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then the impact that had on campuses around college. And you're struggling with the issues of how do you balance free speech with speech that certain members of the community find, offensive. And so navigating through that and trying to help the community and students understand that sometimes free speech is uncomfortable, and that's okay, but that is what makes a democracy strong and a free society strong. So that is, so things like that seem to crop up, I would say, at least once or twice a semester, there's some kind of crisis that you're dealing with. A lot of what I worry about is the future. So part of what we do is thinking about not just this year. I mean, we've got a lot of really good people working on the current situation, but what are we going to look like in 5 years? The number of high school graduates is declining in central Pennsylvania. This has been known for a long time because the birth rate went down 18 years ago. And so how do we make sure we protect the college, protect employees, protect the student experience, to make sure that we can provide you with a great education? And so that's a lot of the, thinking about how do we navigate through those waters that are coming up.
Some difficult things. That's a lot.
I spent a lot more time in Excel than I ever did before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. So What is the thing that you've done at LVC that you're the most proud of?
You know, that's a good question. I think getting nursing up and running has been a huge success for the college. It's now looking at the admit pool. We'll graduate our first cohort of graduates in next year, in 26. Mm-hmm. And it's already one of the, it's neck and neck with PT. So I think that was a really good decision for the college.
Yeah.
And then some of the fundraising that we've done, you know, getting $5 million to provide grants to study abroad has really opened up international opportunities for students who thought they couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been able to impact lots of students. You know, a couple of $1,000 can make a big difference. It can cover an airfare and make it something doable for students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do think that having our students get the opportunity to go abroad and engage with a different community can be just life-changing. And I've seen that through all of my time. Study abroad experiences can be really transformational for students. So having the resources to make sure that happens has been important. Then I think there's a lot of exciting construction going on around campus over the next few years when we do upgrades to athletics, when we're going to do upgrades to music. And so those kind of things, I think, you know, hopefully will leave a legacy of positive change on campus.
So would you say those are the changes that you're most excited to see? Can you tell us a little bit about what?
I can for the athletics because the board approved it in October.
Yeah.
You've seen the first part of it, which is the replacement of the track and the field surface. There's going to be some work done in the sports center that will upgrade some of the locker rooms. And many of them don't have air conditioning and they're old. And so you can imagine what they're like in August for some of the fall sports.
Yeah.
So that will make a big improvement to that student experience. But I think what I'm really excited about is the addition of a general wellness facility, which is going to be, so we're going to add onto the west side of this of the sports center. So just when you come over the bridge, where the ground dips down, it'll be a two-story structure, but you'll be able to access because of the way the land goes on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
On the second floor will be an 8,000 square foot student wellness center. And I think, you know, that's one thing that the college has really missed. We have the the gym on the far side, but it's really geared for our varsity athletes with a lot of racks and weights and stuff like that. Whereas this will be more putting in things like elliptical machines, stationary bicycles, Peloton type equipment. And we've actually got, we've already got some donations to help make that project go. So that, you know, we're at the point of doing construction drawings with that. So we'll actually hopefully break ground pretty soon on that. But I think that's something that's been missing. And every student I've spoken to has sort of said, oh, that would be great to have a place where we could do workout, right?
Yeah.
Or just have that facility. The other thing that we're going to work on, which will come, and this probably will make everyone happy, is to add more parking spots on campus to solve an issue, actually, that's been around for a long time, right? The frustrations of finding somewhere to park. So we've had some engineering designs done, which will add, I think, another 400 spots, 350 to 400 spots. So hopefully we can make that move fairly quickly, and that will make, I think, the quality of life for students and faculty and staff better.
That'd be awesome.
These are amazing things.
Yes.
I've noticed, like, all of these changes, and students are going to be so grateful for these. So I'm very excited. Okay, so what is a piece of advice you'd give to LVC students?
This is a very special time in your lives, and it goes by really quickly. I don't know if you're seniors or not.
Yeah, we're juniors.
But hasn't it gone by quickly?
Oh, it's gone so fast.
So to take advantage of it, this is an opportunity to find that really interesting class outside of your major, right, and learn something that was maybe a surprise to you. And we have a tremendous range of options. This is really the one time in your life you can do that. Once you graduate, you're going to be busy, and when you get told to learn something, it's usually because you have to do something for your job, right? So this is an opportunity to explore, learn about yourself, about other things, make lifelong friends. I mean, it's really a special time, so take advantage of all the colleges has to offer. I think one of the things that really amazed me was coming to LVC Live and seeing how many student organizations, student groups, clubs, activities there were. And when we fill that space with over 100 different groups, so there's got to be something for everybody. So getting involved, I think, will make the most of your time here.
All right, so next, moving on to some rapid fire questions. All right, so what is your favorite campus tradition?
I think Dutchman Day is pretty cool, right? Where you we give you that afternoon is off, and you can just unwind a little bit before finals. So I think Dutchman Day is usually a beautiful day. Sometimes it can be a rain, but I certainly will miss the. I think it's Professor Peelan, right? Competes against. That the student graduated on the obstacle course thing.
Yes.
But I think Dutchman Day is probably, that's really, it's just a nice time for students to unwind a little bit before the stresses of finals, right?
Yeah, definitely. And then do you have a favorite all-time memory at LVC?
Other than getting the job offer, it was a lot of fun judging the dance-off.
Yeah.
At homecoming.
Yeah.
And doing that with Brian Boyer, who was just a hoot.
Yeah.
And
None of us had any great artistic talent, but we all had a lot of fun. And the students were really good sports.
They were so good, yeah. And then, okay, so I've heard that you have dogs. Is that true?
I have a dog, yes.
Okay, and so what is your dog's name?
Well, her real name is Luna, but my kids call her Tick.
Aww.
Okay.
So she's a lunatic. She's a little crazy.
Oh my word.
I love
Yes, I used to have Great Danes, but they're all deceased now.
All right, so some more rapid fire questions. Is it true or is it a rumor that you are a beekeeper?
I am a beekeeper, yes. It's true.
Wait, so tell us about that.
So I'd never kept bees before coming here, but being out in the country a little bit, I could set hives up. So I thought this would be fun to do. It's a great way to lose money.
Really?
If you want to buy honey, go to the shop, right? Pay a few dollars. So you just do it for the fun of it.
Yeah, that's so
cool.
They,
I've got three hives down at Kreiderheim. One of them was a swarm that I caught this summer, which was kind of fun. So I put a box up and they made it home temporarily and we moved them into a hive.
Yeah.
But I got, I think, three or so gallons of honey this year, which were pretty good. I give most of it away, but it's quite tasty.
Wow.
That's cool.
Would you say it's better than store-bought
honey? Oh, much better.
It's so good. Okay.
It's much better, yeah.
Wow. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right,
I don't like getting stung, though.
Yes.
Who does, right?
Do you get stung?
Yes, you get, not a lot, but I got stung a few times this year. It's usually when you do something silly.
Yeah.
That can be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so each year, what is a campus event that you look forward to the most?
Oh, I think graduation, really. I mean, it's really a special time to celebrate with students and their families. We do a really nice graduation ceremony here.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, I enjoy convocation at the beginning of the year where we're welcoming students. But it's great to see students maybe you've taught or you've got to know. And right, they're moving on to the next stage of their lives. And it's just a very joyous time, right, with the community.
All right, last rapid fire question. What is your favorite spot on campus?
Yeah, I love the Peace Garden, and maybe that's not uncommon. It's really a special place. Just, it's a place to relax a little bit as a student, and I love the fact there are those trees down the side where you can set up hammocks.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things.
It really is, it's really a very peaceful and pretty place. It's well named. And it's nice, you know, when you ask about traditions, I forgot. I like the water ceremony at the beginning of the year. I don't know whether you did that when you were here, but families bring some water from their home and then they'll put it into the pond. And so it's sort of forming part of the community.
Yeah,
that's a great tradition.
That's awesome. All right, so President McLaren, what is like a random fact about you that students don't know that you want to share to end the podcast?
I brew beer.
No way, do you?
Yes. So that's so maybe people don't know that.
Yeah,
but
people don't know that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you make different like flavors? Mm-hmm. No way.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow, what does that process look like?
It's like the students doing the Dutchman Ale project.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind on a smaller scale. So I'll do like 2.5 to 5 gallons at a time.
Wow, that's so cool. That is awesome. All right, President McLaren, thank you so much for being with us today and letting students know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, and thank you for everything you do for like the students and this campus. We all really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, I enjoyed chatting.
Yeah.
All right, Dutchman, we'll see you in the next episode.